This morning, we're going to look at a couple of verses from Matthew chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 31. Yeah, we're going to look at verses 31 through 34. And these are, again, very familiar verses that we're going to look at today. But I think it's easy for us sometimes to get very concerned about tomorrow. Rather than just focusing on today, we worry about tomorrow. A lot of time we put our thoughts and all of our energies towards worrying about things that have not yet taken place, that might take place, or that look like. We worry about things that we're not even faced with today. So why do we worry about things? See, I can't do anything about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to come. But it's not going to come right now, and I can't make it come faster. I can't change tomorrow. I can make preparations. I can certainly pray about things, but I cannot change tomorrow. I can't do anything about tomorrow until tomorrow comes. Tomorrow may be a reality for God, but for me, it's not. The only reality that I have is the one that I live in as far as a natural reality. The only natural reality that I have is the one that I'm living in right now, and that's moment to moment. I can't live in the future. I can't go to the future. I can only live to now. So why do I spend so much time worrying and giving thought to the things that might happen tomorrow? I'm going to tell you a story in a few minutes that I read about an evangelist named Hudson Taylor, who was an evangelist in the 1800s, an evangelist, a missionary to China. He lived by the premise, his whole ministry, the premise of his ministry was to serve Jesus Christ and to do so without ever asking anyone for money, but trusting God to meet his needs. Whew, that's a tough one. Most of us couldn't do that. For most of us, it would be impossible because we worry about tomorrow. We try to make our plans and put everything in order so we can have for tomorrow. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we don't make plans. We do. But Hudson Taylor put all of his trust in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' faithfulness. Now, before we talk about the story, let's look at the verses. Again, this is the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We're going to look at verse number 31 through 34. So, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Of wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall have thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So that's what we learn from Matthew. Jesus speaking to us in Matthew. These are Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. Now let's go back and look at that, remembering that. With those verses in our mind, let's go back and look at the story of Hudson Taylor. Again, Hudson Taylor was an evangelist, a missionary, in the 1800s. Not an easy life being a missionary, ever. Certainly not an easy life being a missionary in the 1800s. Travel was a very huge thing, was a huge undertaking. To go from England to China to be a missionary, that was a huge undertaking. You are dramatically changing your life. It's not like you catch a plane and you can be in China later today. You've got to take a ship, which is going to take many, many weeks, if not months, to get from England to China. And then once you're in China, if you have needs, you can't, you know, wire someone or make a phone call and have some funds transferred to you. If someone's going to send you money, it's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks for that money to get there. And then to even ask for the money, it's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks for your ask to get there. Then for the time for the response, and then the sending of the response, you're talking months and months intervals. You truly have to, and as he obviously did, Hudson Taylor, truly trusted God above and before all things. And again, this is why one of the premises of his ministry in China was that he would serve God, trust God, and he would trust God for all the finances. He would not make appeals for money. He would trust God every single day to meet the needs that he had. That's a huge undertaking. And also, remember, there's a huge cultural difference, you know, even today, but certainly back in the 1800s, a huge cultural difference between living in the Western world and living in China. It's a huge difference. And he didn't have generations of missionaries going before him. Now, he's one of the few missionaries that has made their way to China. So there's a very small, very incredibly small minority, hugely, almost minuscule, almost impossible to see amongst that vast population, minuscule amount of believers in Jesus Christ. So he's got no help going in either. And it's amazing the undertaking that he took. Well, the one story that we have on that I'm going to share with you today about Hudson Taylor, as his work was growing and developing, in the city that he was in, they undertook to feed those who were poor, those who were destitute in China and would otherwise be starving. If they were close enough, he would feed them. And so those he and those who were working with him undertook to feed the destitute, the poor, those who would be starving every single day. Every morning, they'd provide food for them. 6 days a week. They wouldn't do it on Sundays because they had so many other things they had to do on the Lord's Day, that just for the services, for the ministry they had. But Monday through Saturday, they provided food every morning for those people. And they said they would have 70, sometimes upwards of more than 80 people that would come for food and counted on food coming. Well, in one of Hudson Taylor's journals, he documented this one day that he noted they were feeding 70 to 80 every single day. And he said their money had run out. They were totally out of funds. And this is on a Saturday. So they fed the people who came and who would come every day. They fed them on Saturday. But they knew there was no more money. And they could do nothing on Sunday because they had so many other things to do. So many other things to take care of that they had nothing to do. They had no way to raise any money. And he would not ask for money. He would not raise money himself. He was totally trusting the Lord for meeting the needs of the people. Now, he said that the thought obviously crossed their minds to maybe on Saturday tell them, you know, don't come on Monday because we'll have no resources. We have no food. We will not be able to feed you Monday. Don't make the trek here for food on Monday. But Hudson Taylor and those who were with him decided they didn't want to do that. They wanted to make sure that they provided food for those people. And so even though they had no money, they had no resources to gain money within the next 48 or less hours. They didn't tell the people not to come. They trusted God would meet the need. Somehow, God would provide for them. And in his journal entry that he had on that day, Hudson Taylor said, I guess it was actually a couple days afterwards, Hudson Taylor said after that Saturday, you know, they just trusted God. And he said that they had two scripts in the house that they were at, two scripts that were posted on the wall, and they were both in Chinese letters. And the one was Ebenezer, and the other was Jehovah Jireh. Ebenezer means the one who hitherto has been for us. In other words, Ebenezer means God has been faithful to us. He's always been faithful to us. Jehovah Jireh means God who provides for us. So they have these two sayings posted, hung on their walls in Chinese. Hitherto, God has always, Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh, hitherto, God has always provided for us, and he is our provider. So this is an identification that God has always provided for us. God has always provided for us. That's the memory that we need to have. That's what we need to have ever present in our minds. As we look towards tomorrow, even as we look towards today and what's in front of us today, we can be encouraged and reminded, as Hudson Taylor was, by that name of God, Ebenezer, or named for God, Ebenezer, which means hitherto God has been for us. You can look back and be reminded. You can look back and recall. You can look back and have your faith stirred by remembering God's faithfulness. He's always provided for us. And the other one, Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. We can look back and remember he always provided for us so that we have strength for today. And as we look ahead towards today and towards tomorrow, knowing that he is our provider. So Hudson Taylor commented on those two things that he saw that day. And he said, all of a sudden, mail came. Mail came actually a few days early for them. And in the mail was a large sum of money, a large enough sum of money that they were able, still on Saturday, to purchase all the food that they required, late the day on Saturday, purchase all the food they required, so that when they came on Monday, there would be food for the people. They'd be able to provide food for them. And Hudson Taylor just always recalled to him the importance of trusting God every day, not trusting in man, not trusting in others, not making appeals himself. He trusted God every day to meet his needs. Now, is that the way we live our lives? Hudson Taylor didn't know how he was going to have. He had committed himself, and he had 70 to 80 souls who were looking towards him for food. They would not have eaten on Sunday. They were looking for food on Monday. He'd always provided for them and made a commitment to do so. And he had to trust God. He had to trust God to meet that need. Can you and I do that? Do we do that today? What are the things that you're hoping for and looking for today? What are the things that are requirements that you have in your life today? What are the things that absolutely have to be taken care of, and you have no idea how to meet those needs? You can look ahead towards tomorrow and say, if things don't change dramatically between now and tomorrow, I'm in a hard place. I'm in a hard position. Disaster is going to fall upon me unless something happens between today and tomorrow. Now, you can spend between today and tomorrow worrying about what's going to happen. You can start projecting in your mind. You can start thinking in your mind, oh my gosh, tomorrow's going to come. If I don't have this or that, the end result is going to be this. And you can picture every worst case scenario. You can picture in your mind every bad thing that could happen tomorrow. But you have no control. Tomorrow's not here yet. All you can do is today. And so today, whatever you face tomorrow, whatever you face later this week, whatever's in your future that is just weighing heavily upon you, you can't move into the future and change that. But you can send the blessing ahead of you. You can send the blessing of the need being met, of God providing that need for you. You can send that blessing ahead of you. You can't go to tomorrow, but God already sees it. You can send it ahead by acting in faith, by believing Him. Acting in faith so that He can move through that faith to do what He's already to provide for you in this natural world, what He's already provided for you in the spiritual world. This is what Hudson Taylor did. He had no way, but he was not going to tell the people not to come. He trusted God to somehow meet the need. It was beyond Hudson Taylor's ability to meet the need, but that's okay. That's a good place to be. Because then it wasn't Hudson Taylor trying to solve the problem. It wasn't Hudson Taylor trying to meet the need. It was Hudson Taylor trusting totally in God and God's faithfulness, and God provided for him. Ebenezer, hitherto He's always met our need. Jehovah Jireh, God is our provider. He wasn't worried. He placed his trust in God. Now let's go back and look at those verses again from Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read them this time from the Amplified Bible, starting in verse number 31. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious. What are you worried about? What are you anxious about concerning tomorrow? Or even later today? God says, therefore, do not worry. Do not worry. This means you've got a choice to make. You can either choose to worry or you can choose to have confidence in God. Choice is yours. If you choose to worry, you're probably going to wind up reaping the results of that which you've worried about. That which you've been concerned about, because there's no faith for God to operate through. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious. Yeah, that's the hard one also. How do I not be anxious? Well, if things don't change tomorrow, these bad things, these bad consequences are going to happen. Unless something changes between now and tomorrow, here's the consequences I'm faced with. That's being anxious. Again, you're worried about something tomorrow. You can't live in tomorrow. You can only live in today. You can send the blessings ahead of you by heeding these words from Matthew chapter 6, therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Don't worry and be anxious, saying, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do to have this need met by tomorrow? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? God says specifically, this is Jesus saying specifically, don't do that. Don't do that. Hear the voice of Jesus, who loves you, saying it with much more love than my voice is able to convey. He's saying to you, if you're worried tomorrow about bills that are coming due, if you're worried tomorrow about the collections agents people getting a hold of you, if you're worried about tomorrow when you won't have food, where there's some need that you have that you cannot meet the need yourself, if you're worried about tomorrow, Jesus is saying to you, don't worry. Don't do it. Don't worry about it. Don't be anxious about it. Don't. Because He wants to move through your faith. He can't move through your fear and anxieties. He's already provided for your tomorrow. You can advance that gift. You can advance that favor. You can advance that deliverance ahead of you. You can send it ahead of you by faith, or you can impede it. You've only got two choices. You're either going to be anxious and worry, or you're not. And if you're not, that's because you're operating in faith. Be anxious. Do not worry. Be anxious for nothing. Do not say, what are we going to eat? What are we going to have to drink? What are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, or the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them. This is saying that God knows you need them. It's not a surprise. It's not as though if you don't say anything, God's not going to be aware of it. Oh, thanks for letting me know. I was unaware you had this need. No, He knows all things. He already knows your need. But this is the order. This is the standard operating procedure. Here's the SOP, the standard operating procedure. If you want to collect the benefits, collect the favor, collect the victories, if you want to see deliverance over your situation, here is standard operating procedure within the body of Christ. But seek, aim at, and strive for, after, first of all, His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right. Then all these things taken together will be given to you besides or in addition to. Let's read that again from Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33 from the King James Bible. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Look to Him first. Rather than looking at your friends, your neighbors, the banker, someone you can get credit from, rather than looking someplace else, at someone else, to someone else, rather than doing that, listen and heed the words of Jesus when Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Do not be anxious. Don't. You've got two choices, either worry and anxiety or don't. Your two choices. Jesus is saying, don't do it. Do not be anxious. Do not worry. Trust in Him. Have faith and trust in Him.